Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1277, Some Bad Vibes, and Holding Space, both by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. Kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. And I can confidently say that this week is going to be a great week. Why can I confidently say that, you ask? Well, it's because Major League Baseball's spring training games start this week, which means the official baseball season is right around the corner. All right, enough about a sport that only I care about and most other people don't. Now today, I have two posts for you. That's because they're both on the shorter side, so it's like you get a two-for-one deal today. So let's get right to both of them and start optimizing your life. Some Bad Vibes by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. Good vibes only is a sentiment that, despite being an optimistic, positive thinker, I just can't get behind. Let me be clear. I'm all about high vibes and surrounding yourself with high-vibing people. I truly believe that each of us are responsible for the vibe that we bring, and that it's wholly uncool to force bad vibes on others. I don't spend time with people who perpetually vibrate at a low frequency, and I certainly do my best to utilize perspective and gratitude on a regular basis, so that I don't bring yucky vibes to the table. But I also know that bad vibes happen. It's impossible, and actually unfavorable, to eliminate them completely, no matter what any internet guru tells you. Bad vibes are an inevitable fact of life, and not allowing them to manifest only prolongs their presence by virtue of numbing, distracting, and avoiding. The idea behind the good vibes only sentiment is pure and good, and I get that. But it's also naive and limiting, because not only is it okay to feel bad vibes sometimes, it's necessary. Perpetual positivity is a myth, an inauthentic quality that leads to the unattainable pursuit of perfection. No bad vibes is not a space I plan to ever occupy. Sometimes I'm angry. Sometimes I'm despondent. Sometimes I need to scream, cry, or vent. Sometimes I'm a total effing mess. Sometimes I feel bad vibes, and I am absolutely okay with that, because it is through those bad vibes that opportunities for growth are presented. It is through the ability to lean into the messiness that I'm able to process my emotions in order to find clarity and peace. Being happy on a fundamental level does not involve only feeling good vibes. Rather, it's crafting the skills necessary to understand that bad vibes are both informative and impermanent. They exist to test us, expand us, and lead us further down a path of higher living. What's more important than bringing only good vibes is knowing how to break into pieces without falling apart, and lean in without losing yourself. Happy people don't feel only good vibes. They just know how to manage their bad vibes. They lean in. They listen. They introspect. They process, they grow and expand, and then they move forward. Rather than sit here behind my screen and pretend to believe in a good vibes only approach, I want to be fully transparent with you, as is my perpetual intention. I'm a huge supporter of some bad vibes. I believe that there is great power in feeling your feelings and allowing them to run their course. I trust that challenges and difficult situations are also opportunities to grow and learn. I know that bad vibes are impermanent, just like everything else in this brief existence, and I believe that it's my responsibility as a human on this planet to know how to be a mess sometimes without fully giving into the messiness. Some bad vibes. Because pretending to be happy all the time isn't just inauthentic, it's limiting and ultimately dangerous. It keeps us from honoring our pain and our suffering and perpetuates perfection on a whole other level. Some bad vibes, because you're allowed to be angry. You're allowed to feel rage and heartbreak. You're allowed to feel pain and to come apart a little at the seams. Some bad vibes, because without the bad ones, we cease to fully appreciate the good ones. We become one-dimensional creatures, void of a range of emotions. Some bad vibes, because light cannot exist without darkness. Instead of giving into the pressure to only have good vibes, I say we invite those bad vibes in for a glass of wine and let them do their job. They're here to teach us, stretch us, and bring us to a higher state of awareness. Try to suppress them, and they will only manifest in other, perhaps more, deleterious ways. Let them flow through you, and you will find yourself stronger, more resilient, and more likely to naturally vibe on a higher level. Holding Space by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. Isaac reached across the table and, without saying a word, placed his hand on top of mine. I had been having an especially rough day, during which, for a multitude of reasons, I was in an emotionally heightened state. I do my best to communicate when I'm in moods like these, asking for space and compassion and preempting any sensitive reactions. The thing is, it's totally okay to be in a funk. It's not okay to take it out on other people. On this particular day, I found myself in a funk of colossal proportions. I was easily moved to tears and wanted nothing other than to watch reruns of Grey's Anatomy in my sweats. In an effort to cheer me up, my family suggested we go out for barbecue, hitting up our favorite spot here in Venice Beach, California. We sat at the table, my muted melancholy filling all of the empty spaces. My 9-year-old son, Isaac, quietly reached his hand across the table, softly grasped my hand, and in his eyes, there was a depth of compassion you wouldn't expect from someone at this age. His face said simply, "I've got you." In that moment, I softened so completely. Sometimes I feel as though I'm simultaneously wound up and unraveling. But in that moment, when Isaac reached across the table, I felt seamlessly whole. Every one of us, whether we are living wholeheartedly or barely holding it together, needs that hand from time to time. We need that space, that compassion, that comfort. We need to feel as though we aren't alone in the world and that we are worthy of love and belonging. I hope that you have someone in your life who can hold that space for you. And if not, please know that I am here, reaching my hand across the table. At times, we need to be that hand too. We need to hold that space. We need to reach across the table and say with words or with touch, "I've got you." If we can do that, if we can accept the hand and sometimes be the hand, I believe we can stand firmly in the fullness of our being. We can be better humans, one hand at a time. You just listened to the posts titled "Some Bad Vibes" and "Holding Space," both by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Nagar's absolutely right. Managing our emotions is very different from avoiding our emotions. We are human beings. Being human means that we are emotional beings. It's important that we understand we are going to be emotional and that feelings will come and go. We often call this our range of emotions. Now, I should be clear. Health professionals understand that there are a normal range of emotions. They have defined these normal ranges and have come up with ways to diagnose those that fall outside of this range. But when we experience this normal range of emotions, we need to acknowledge that they are just that, normal. Instead of avoiding negative feelings, we need to accept that having negative feelings from time to time are okay. And they make those moments of positivity feel just a bit sweeter. Without one, we may not fully experience the other. So as my yoga instructor once told our class, when those negative thoughts or feelings arise, acknowledge them. Don't try and press them down. No need to dwell on them either. Instead, acknowledge them and then brush them aside by taking a deep breath. Then wait and see what new thoughts and feelings arise. Acknowledge those new thoughts and feelings and then take another deep breath and repeat. If you try this for just 5 minutes, I have a sneaking suspicion that the negativity you were feeling earlier has vanished. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.